Hey, Jade.
Hey, producer Anna.
Guess what?
What?
I have been given special permission to tell you something.
All right, I'm excited.
Last Thursday's episode of this podcast about Billie Eilish, it recently got picked up by Rolling Stone.
What?
And it had over a million downloads.
That is wild. Yay. Well, hi. Welcome, new listeners. And thanks to Rolling Stone, I guess.
April Fools.
So cruel. So cruel, Anna. It's the Currents Music News, our daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. And today it's Monday, April 1st. This is Jade. Hi, hello. Reminding you that it's April Fool's Day, so don't fall victim to all those jokers out there like our very own producer, Anna. But if you are into the long game for your pranks, you'll like the Nine Inch Nails story I have coming up for you. But first, let's check out some of today's music news headlines. The Rolling Stones have postponed their North American No Filler tour due to Mick Jagger's illness. Jagger will undergo heart valve replacement surgery and is expected to make a full recovery. Jagger released a statement saying, "I hate letting our fans down, and I'm hugely disappointed to have to postpone the tour, but I'm looking forward to getting back on stage as soon as I can." Fans are encouraged to hold on to their tickets as they will be valid at the rescheduled shows. Iggy Pop, RZA, Tom Waits, and Selena Gomez are all popping up in the trailer for the new zombie movie, The Dead Don't Die. This is a film that's going to star Bill Murray, Steve Buscemi, and Adam Driver. But the trailer came out today, and there's a zombie Iggy Pop, a very grizzled Tom Waits, along with Selena Gomez and Wu-Tang Clan's RZA, trying to figure out what's happening in their small town. The Dead Don't Die hits theaters on June 14th. This weekend was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. The 2019 class included Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, who became the first woman inducted twice, once with Fleetwood Mac and now for her solo work, plus Roxy Music, Radiohead, Def Leppard, The Cure, and The Zombies. Stevie Nicks, being honored for her solo work, wore a shawl that she said was her original cape back in 1983 and originally cost her $3,000. She also performed with Don Henley and Harry Styles, who in her induction speech called her a magical gypsy godmother. David Byrne, he's the one who introduced Radiohead by calling out the quality and creative innovation the band possessed. Janelle Monáe spoke of Janet Jackson's influence, calling her the legendary queen of black girl magic. And Trent Reznor welcomed The Cure, but admitted that he was cynical about the ceremony in the past because The Cure wasn't in, but now is ready to eat his words. Def Leppard wrapped the whole thing up with an all-star jam. While Nicks and Jackson were absent, Queen's Brian May, The Zombies, Colm Bluntstone and Rod Argent, The Bangles' Susan Hoffs, Little Steven Van Zandt, and Mott the Hoople's Ian Hunter were all on stage to perform Mott the Hoople's 1972 David Bowie pen song, All the Young Dudes. Los Angeles rapper, songwriter, community organizer, and entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle died on Sunday after a shooting in L.A. near the clothing store he owned. He was 33 years old. The artist was part of a wave of West Coast hip-hop, releasing numerous mixtapes in the mid-2000s, drawing the eye of The Game, Jay-Z, and Diddy. His debut, Victory Lap, came out in February of 2018 and was critically and commercially successful, earning a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Album in 2019. Also known for being a pillar of his community, having once given a pair of shoes to every student at a local elementary school, and creating a STEM program to link Silicon Valley to the inner city. L.A. Police Commissioner Steven Soboroff said that Hussle had plans to spend Monday afternoon meeting with the LAPD to talk about ways he could help stop gang violence and help us help kids. The music community has reacted strongly to what they see as another senseless death of a positive force in the world, with many posting statements on social media. Rihanna posted, "This doesn't make any sense. My spirit is shaken by this. I'm so sorry this happened to you." And Pharrell Williams shared, "You were about something positive and for your community in every chance you had to speak. And because of that, you inspired millions, millions who will uphold your legacy forever. Rest among the stars." Remembering Nipsey Hussle with Hustle and Motivate.
Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers are throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. 'Cause I took control of things.
And I couldn't leave you today without a little April Fool's story. Earlier today, journalist and author Annie Zaleski tweeted out, "I appreciate gambits with long games, which is why it's delightful to me that a full decade after Nine Inch Nails touted an April Fool's Day gag album called Strobe Light, the LP apparently exists. Best of all," she said, "the track list is the same as 2009, meaning there are some clever mashups with, say, Sheryl Crow." According to the Nine Inch Nails wiki page, on April 1st, 2009, Trent Reznor announced Strobe Light, which was apparently Nine Inch Nails' brand new album featuring various artists. The website featured a repeating tempo accompanying the page and a rapidly flashing GIF image on top, strobing, to match the album's name. The album was, of course, an April Fool's joke and has been mentioned on several April Fools since. The original tracklist was supposed to be a parody of the 2009 music scene's obsession with certain artists, and it set up hilarious song features like Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas with Al Jorgensen of Ministry, and some self-parody with songs called Even Closer, featuring Justin Timberlake and Maynard Keenan, and Still Hurts, featuring Alicia Keys. The album, which you can listen to, is a fun mashup of songs either from Nine Inch Nails or the quote-unquote featured artists. Check out Everybody's Doing It, featuring Bono, Chris Martin, and Jay-Z.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Everybody's doing it.
And for today's viral hit, let's circle back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Cure were inducted on Friday night with an introduction from Trent Reznor, who spoke of the band's influence in the 40 years since they released their first record. But the moment that perfectly encapsulates The Cure's lead singer, Robert Smith, is a short response to a reporter. I'll let Robert take it away and then take us home with pictures of you.
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm Carrie. It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
I'm sure we'll get there eventually. It's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Maybe we just need a few drinks.
God forbid.
Is there anything special about this night for you? Is this something that you've ever thought about? Is this something that you've wanted?
This is where half my brain's saying, come on, say the right thing. Subsumed into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame despite all our best attempts. You just can't win, can you?
You win in my book.
And that's today's music news. You can listen to that awkward moment all over again and check out all the music news at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Anna Wagle. And if you like this podcast, especially if you work at Rolling Stone, you can jump behind the scenes with our Facebook group. Story updates, more news stories, video bloopers, pretty much everything that happens behind the scenes here. And you can do that by searching The Current's Music News podcast on Facebook. Thanks for listening. And check back in tomorrow for more music news.